you wake in a strange room. Your clothes are foreign, and the walls are covered in objects from a different world. You don't know where or when you are, or if you're still dreaming. There are footsteps in the hall. Jumping up, you race out of the room and into the streets. You have just entered the Twilight Histories.
Welcome to the Twilight Histories. You are about to pass into an alternate universe. It may be strange, fascinating, or perhaps even terrifying. To survive, you can't just be a tourist. You must become the people you explore. This is your adventure. Conquering Japan was supposed to be easy. It was a mop-up campaign, a simple wiping away of a few rump islands on the edge of the vast Mongol Empire. But a great tsunami destroyed the Mongol fleet, and tens of thousands of Mongols drowned. However, in the world we're sending you to, one ship survived the tsunami. It was ejected out into the vast Pacific. With its masts and rigging destroyed, it was left to the whims of the currents, and these took it straight across the open ocean. The ship was finally wrecked on some distant, rainy coast. In our world, we would recognize it as the delta of the Fraser River, where the Free State of Vancouver sits today. But in the world we're sending you to, it was home to an indigenous tribe. They spoke of a vast steppe land deep in the heart of the continent, a land perfect for Mongols, and well worth the perilous trek through rivers, mountains, and forests beyond the edge of the earth. Please put on your costume now while I finish your orientation.
I'm Annie from Boston, Massachusetts.
And I'm Johanna from Vienna, Austria. We are the hosts of Fresh Hell, your international podcast that covers murder, mystery, and the macabre throughout history. Are you interested in the 3,569 ways your household could have killed you in the Victorian era?
Do you know how malaria and syphilis played a role in the John List family murders?
And have you ever wondered what Prince Albert's sex chair had to do with the murder of Stanford White? Okay, nothing. It had nothing to do with it. We're still telling you about it, though.
It's a pretty great sex chair. If you're looking for another show that talks about Ted Bundy, this is probably not the podcast for you. But if you're looking for two women that cover lesser-known cases from all over the world with a lot of background information...
So much background information that you will rock your local pub quiz from now on.
Then find Fresh Hell Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We also have German cannibals.
See you soon.
Tschüss.
Well... You look great. The wormhole is now open. Come, step on the platform, and let's get you on your way. This is Mongol America by myself, Jordan Harbor. It's true! It's true! Comes the voice of a Mongol as he slides down the rubble embankment. He nearly crashes into your small band of warriors. You're tending your horse and eating dried salmon. What are you talking about? You say, closing your bag. Endless steppe! Endless! Just beyond these mountains! We're here! Excited warrior continues his ecstatic slide down the mountain path. He bounds around the corner where you hear him announce his good news to the next group of Mongols. Your companions are stunned. You look at each other wordlessly. Then, as if in one body, you all dash up the mountain. You come to a crack where the rock face is cleaved in two. It looks like a split skull. You crawl through it. On the other side, you follow the wide-eyed gaze of your companions. Below you are gentle, rolling foothills that flatten out into plains, vast plains, golden in the noon sun, and flat. In your world, you'd be looking out at the soot-blackened free city of Calgary. But in this world, it is pristine. It is a treasure for horsemen who have been cramped in mountains, forests, and cliff-faced river valleys for the past 3 months since being shipwrecked. You have journeyed over 1,000 leagues chasing a rumor, and here it is, a land where Mongols can spread out and gallop in all directions, unfettered, unconquerable. The great plains of North America have become, in this strange world, Mongol country. You see in the far distance a trail of smoke rising into the blue sky like a spreading stain. Someone is down there. Someone is squatting on Mongol land. One of your companions spits off the mountain and pulls out his sword. He turns to you, and you recognize well the kaleidoscope of emotions in his eyes, the excitement, the hatred, and the lust that seems to infect all your Mongol companions before a bloodletting. From all your encounters with tribes, from the delta up the Fraser River Valley to these rocky mountains, you have never seen them hesitate once when your commander gave the order. And he always gives the order. You scream down through the foothills and into the great vast plains that cover half a continent. There are 80 Mongols on horseback, all howling with triumph as they spread across the plains like a great black lung expanding with a huge breath. The hooves pound the earth, and the bright sun strikes armor tarnished by West Coast rains and rusted by salt spray from a long Pacific voyage. And the Mongols howl like steppe wolves, shaking off their winter mantle, and at last storming home with joyous pride restored. Even after all the killing, all the pain and deprivation, the hungry nights and aching rain-soaked muscles, in this moment, finally, after all this time, you catch yourself laughing. You laugh a huge body laugh and raise your sword, slashing the air as it roars past you. You stand in your saddle, both hands raised high, and howl in triumph. You feel this triumph in your bones. You are from a different world, but now this is exactly what you came for. This is what it's like to be a Mongol, deep in your element, your heart exploding with life, your mind drunk on freedom and heady with the knowledge that your sword is a compass that can take you anywhere. And it will, because this continent is open, and your band of 80 is invincible. The Great Plains will become a vast khanate, 3 million square kilometers of steppe, plain, and grassland, and it's all yours for the taking. Except for that smudge of smoke ahead. Yes, there is that one small problem. There will be blood, plenty of blood. But for the first time since arriving in this world, you feel that might be okay. All the other Mongols seem to enjoy killing. Maybe it's time you let go of your soft mantle. You've been careful to conceal it from them, the dry wretches under your helmet, closing your eyes at the last moment. Maybe now it's time to allow yourself to accept that to kill is to be a warrior. If you want to truly experience what it's like to be part of the ranks of the Great Khan, you have to feel it on the inside, every part of it. It's time to transform, to be born again. You spur your horse on and close your eyes. You drink deeply from the clean prairie air that is now your homeland. Death, death to all who get in your way. If they will accept slavery, then maybe you'll spare their lives. Maybe. For the rest, death. When your commander gives the order, you will not hesitate. You will raise your sword or your bow and you will kill. And you will do so with the same relish as your companions. You are a Mongol. You are a Mongol. You hear gunshots. Bullets whiz past. Mongols and horses smash to the ground. Your horse is shot and you fly over the reins, arms first into the tall grass. Your wrists crumple in pain. You roll out and cry. The world almost goes black, but you push back the walls of darkness, the pain. You raise your broken hands, then roll on top of them, hiding them from your sight. You taste dirt in your mouth. The shooting stops. You listen, but dare not raise your head above the grass. You hear the muffled sounds of talking. It's too quiet to make out words, but you can tell they're speaking in a Native American language. Should you dare? Should you dare to take a look? You can't help it. You rise to your knees and slowly bring your eyes to the tops of the grass. You see people. They're in costumes that look indigenous to this land, like the Blackfoot or Cree you've seen from old pictures. But these outfits are more modern, with tighter fits. The clothes look almost manufactured. And the people are holding rifles, or are they axes? They have steel blades at the ends and are tied with feathers. Vehicle pulls up, chugging with power. It looks almost like a truck, if a truck was made to look like a buffalo. There are people in the back of the truck, all holding the same odd rifle axes. They leap out, their long black hair flowing behind them, which is ornamented with feathers and beads. Their faces are painted white and red and black. The strange warriors fan out, their rifles scanning the ground like antennae. They fire or chop wherever they see movement. You gaze back to the mountains, now a distant purple. How you wish you could roll back time. Just moments ago, you thought you were invincible. You thought you were a great warrior ready to conquer a continent. But now, we're kneeling in the grass, broken, terrified as you await death. You are stranded in a world that is not your own, and no one is coming to help you. Your adventure ends here. That was Mongol America by myself, Jordan Harbour. I'm looking for ideas for my next story, and I'm going to pick one of yours. I've been playing around with this concept for a world, and let me tell you about it. There's been an extended period of intense sun flares. They scorched the earth and melted the ice caps and blasted the continents into desert. Electronics are fried, removing most advanced technology. I want to set this story in Antarctica, which is the only landmass that's left favorable to human habitation. So it's green with rolling hills and big mountains, and basically you can live in it like you can't live in the rest of the world. What I want from you is to learn about the cultures that live here. Who are these people? How do they organize themselves? What kind of governments do they have? What's their level of technology? Are they warlike or peaceful? You tell me all these things, and I'll build a story out of it. To add your idea, please first become a patron of the Twilight Histories. Patreon is how we keep this podcast going, and we need listeners like you to support us to create these stories for you. I'll post this up in our Patreon area for you, and you can just add your idea into the comments area. If your idea is picked, you'll get your name added to your show when it comes out. To join, please go to twilighthistories.com and follow the link to Patreon, or go directly to Patreon and look up The Twilight Histories. I'm Jordan Harbour. Thanks for listening to The Twilight Histories. Until next time, take care.